We're returning to Acts 28, 1 through 8. The Apostle Paul on the island of Malta has been bitten by a viper, a venomous snake. At first, the islanders stand around and they keep waiting on Paul to swell up and drop over dead. I mean, after all, they've seen it many times. But after minutes or perhaps even hours go by, the Apostle Paul shows absolutely no indication of having been hurt. And the islanders suddenly have a huge change in their opinion of him. They started off saying, "This is a murderer who has escaped from justice." Now they are saying, "He might be a god." As I ended last time, I said, if this isn't the favor of God, I don't know what is. I mean, there's only one person aboard that ship that has an ironclad promise from Jesus that says, you must appear before Caesar in Rome. You see, sometimes God's sovereignty just plain overrules anything else. Well, let's see what happens next, starting in verse 7. Luke records for us, there was an estate nearby that owned by Publius, the chief official of the island. He welcomed us to his home and showed us generous hospitality for 3 days. His father was sick in bed, suffering from fever and dysentery. So Paul went in to see him and after prayer placed his hands on him and healed him. Now, I don't want to pick bones with the NIV translators, but there is something in that first sentence that they don't relay very well. The NIV calls Publius the chief official. The ESV relays the Greek meaning much more precisely, stating, now in the neighborhood of that place were lands belonging to the chief man of the island. The Greek word for chief there is protos. It's the word from which we get our English word prototype. It means the first or the most important. As a matter of fact, you'll find that even Jesus is called the protos. And the first mention of the gospel in the book of Genesis is called the proto-evangelion. So the beach that the crew landed on was part of one man's little kingdom. He is, as one scholar put it, the number one citizen. It's actually an official title for the man who is in charge of Malta. He lives near that beach and he has a very large estate. Again, Luke hits the mark when it comes to local history. The title protos, or in this case chief man, appears on two different Maltese inscriptions that were uncovered during archaeological digs. One was written in Latin, the other in Greek. Well, this wealthy chief man shows Paul and the group more of the island's unusual hospitality. By the way, have you noticed that the centurion and the ship captain have all but disappeared from Luke's narrative? Why? Because ultimately the story isn't about either one of them. It's about Paul and his assignment to go to Rome. So Luke tells us Publius welcomed us to his house and showed us generous hospitality for 3 days. Now, I need to mention that 276 people were not staying at his home. By us, Luke means Paul, Aristarchus, and himself. The three men were welcomed by Publius and given accommodations in his large home. The rest of the ship were no doubt sleeping on the beach. Once again, God is showing favor through Luke's narrative. We'll pick this up again next time on Verse by Verse.